RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Into the Storm, now playing in area theaters.
Do you feel 1996's Twister did not have enough twisters? Is Sharknado more your cup of tea? Then Into the Storm is the disaster thriller for you. No, there are no fish in the funnel clouds, but one of the tornadoes does become engulfed in flames. For those of you who are plot-averse, most of the pesky character development business you could live without is absent. The folks either running toward or away from Mother Nature are not three-dimensional. They are merely human vehicles to act scared and or awestruck of the tornado's destructive power. Into the Storm is classier than a sci-fi original, but they are not distant cousins. You would think they look alike at the family picnic. According to the movies, storm chasers like to claim they are in the business for the science. Perhaps if they get better instrument readings or pictures of the tornado, meteorologists will better understand the phenomenon and provide people in the storm's path earlier warnings to take cover. However, Into the Storm veers away from Twister's scientists and focus on the opportunists. On one side, documentary filmmaker Pete Moore, played by Matt Walsh, chases tornado warnings in his tank-like vehicle he calls Titus. Pete employs multiple cameramen and a PhD meteorologist, Allison, played by Sarah Wayne Callies, who he thinks lacks the gut instinct to predict where a funnel will touch ground. She relies more on numbers and screens. According to Into the Storm, it takes a special combination of scientific data and a sixth sense to correctly predict tornado locations. Parallel to the documentary crew are the YouTube hit chasers, good old boys Revis and Donk, played by John Reap and Kyle Davis, who spend their time performing third-rate jackass stunts in their backyard. They figure that with enough hits on the internets, they will strike it rich. While not directly referenced, the morality of wishing and praying for large tornadoes to hit the ground is touched on. The property damage and even deaths which occur from tornadoes are considered collateral damage to those who attempt to make their money filming the freak occurrences. The regular civilians who get mixed up in the twisters, those who run away rather than chase, are represented by a family led by a single dad, Gary, played by Richard Armitage, and his two sons, high school junior Donnie, played by Max Deacon, and sophomore Trey, played by Nathan Kress. To help set up a day-after-tomorrow situation, Donnie sneaks away with a girl he is trying to ask out, so when the tornadoes strike, Dad must put everyone in harm's way to try and find him. Dad's sixth sense is remarkably sharp, since Donnie and the girl get trapped in a pit together, where he gets to show off his rudimentary medical skills. It is shooting fish in a barrel to mock John Swetnam's superficial script. Audiences do not pay ticket fare to watch the humans in a disaster film. Most people are here for the tornadoes. Visually, the tornadoes come in all shapes and sizes. There are skinny ones which operate in packs stalking the roadsides. There are monster behemoths covering square miles. And there are ones which sneak up on you in the night. Their sound is more impressive than their look. The surround sound, bass-heavy theater speakers get quite a workout when a twister shows up. They are not deafening in a high decibel sort of way, but pound away through rumbling and roaring. Thankfully, the camera work is not based on the tired found footage idea, which has been beaten to death. However, cinematographer Brian Pearson approaches that line. A significant portion of the film is shot through handheld video cameras, either through interview scenes, which is a lazy way to give us plot details, or one of the cameras employed by the documentary filmmakers. When we first see a tornado, it is usually from the point of view of one of the documentary cameramen, and only later will the scene cut to a wide shot from a standard camera. Sometimes we get a camera phone footage from Revis or Donk. It is not cobbled together found footage from after the storm, but it is very close to it. Director Stephen Quayle is not afraid to frequently include the most obvious line, "Are you seeing this?" Of course everyone in the car is seeing this. Where else would they be looking? Quayle uses character clusters, which approach the tornado with varying degrees of excitement and fear. These clusters come into contact every now and then, and even combine once we draw nearer to the climax. Will the meteorologist survive to return to her 5-year-old daughter? Will Donnie and his crush use their time isolated in the dark pit to get to know one another better? Will Paul, the callous filmmaker, have a change of heart and recognize the human toll of a tornado's destruction? So many questions with so many obvious answers. If you can already answer these questions, Into the Storm is probably not for you. And I give this film 2 out of 4 stars.
Into the Storm is rated PG-13, now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, and downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.